This is where several rivers, creeks, and streams converge, forming the headwaters of Lake Champlain. They call this area the Drowned Lands, because the land below is marshy and the lake shallow. This is considered part of Lake Champlain, but if you look at it, you will see there is barely a river. Beyond the mountains to the west of us is Lake George. Remember that empties into Lake Champlain via Lachute River at Ticonderoga.
The passage looks awfully narrow and shallow. Were they able to make it through?
The British ships have to go single file. Burgoyne knew that the rebels had sent back all their heaviest artillery by boat. Burgoyne was accompanied by Philip Skeen. They were headed to Skeen's estate in Whitehall. Skeen has an interesting role in this whole story. See if you can dig up some information on this guy, Marshall.
Hey, here is what I found on Skeen. He was a powerful dude, definitely a loyalist. In 1759, Philip Skeen received a large grant of land on Lake Champlain, which he increased to about 60,000 acres. He had been known as an officer of great courage in foreign wars, and he had been given this grant to strengthen the British hold on Canada. He was named governor of Crown Point and Ticonderoga and became colonel of the local militia, judge, and postmaster.
And there is more. Up to this point, Skeen was constantly with Burgoyne. He had Burgoyne's ear and gave advice based on his knowledge of the topography and the people living here. Even though he believed the rebels' efforts to be hopeless, he did warn Burgoyne that an old gentleman's war would be more difficult in this wooden country.
Ooh, I got some dirt on Skeen. In a letter between a British subject in London and a loyalist relative in New York, it says, "Colonel Skeen, to whom I gave such exalted letters to you, is by no means the very great and consequential man that he will endeavor to make all believe."
Yes, he had a bit of a reputation, but having managed his estate for the last 18 years, he definitely had an intimate knowledge of the landscape, and that was extremely valuable to Burgoyne.
I definitely feel like I'm in the wilderness here. If I were Burgoyne, I'd want to have an experienced military commander with local knowledge by my side.